posters that the United States Congress will be passing a terrible tax cut, but it will not go to the poor. You will have to make at least $20,000 a year to get one dime of results. Wake up, my friend. Wake up, my friend. Picket murdered at Safeway walkout in California. One picket has been killed and another seriously wounded, but some 3,500 Teamster strikers at supermarket chains in Northern California are saying they will not go back until their terms are met. The strike mainly protests against a computer-controlled speed-up system at Safeway stores Incorporated began July 19. The walkout began at Safeway's Richmond, California distribution center and then spread to other Safeway facilities because these computers and automated things cause people to lose jobs. That's why you have to eliminate people. Automation, the age of automation, a machine that can do 600 or 1,000 people's work. What are you going to do with them? Put them in a war like Vietnam. The U.S. got tired of it. Even white boys deserted. Then nobody's going to fight wars. You have to eliminate them. Now we brought you the news yesterday that was broadcast by BBC of special foods, canned foods, delicious foods, that they fixed the genetic code. They've tuned in on exactly what the biochemistry is of the Indian and the Asian and the black, and even many of the poor whites, so that they can kill them on the spot if they don't want to use a neutron bomb in case a little radiation might slip off over into the white neighborhoods. No use to try to turn your head the other way. That won't cause change. Will not cause change. SSI, as I said, has been cut off from people in California. Black lawyers challenged Carter. The National Conference of Black Lawyers has sharply challenged Jimmy Carter's statement that the U.S. has no political prisoners. At the organization's 10th anniversary conference in New Orleans, international and national activists and jurists, judges testified on the violation of human rights of minorities and the poor in the United States. They said they were in the millions. People in our jails in the millions who are there because of violations of their human rights. Anyone who's not rich is really having his rights violated. Only the rich can afford a good judge, a good attorney. Without a good attorney, nothing can be done. Without the semblance of respect and proper clothing, no jury will give you a chance. And now they've been reversing themselves that we don't have to have busing to schools to bring about integration. We're back 30 years nearly, and now they're reversing themselves that we don't have to have a black on a jury if a black man's being tried. That's going back another 30 years. We're going downhill very rapidly. We should thank our lucky stars and look at this beautiful land, kiss this wonderful earth for our chance to be free in a government that's black, where no racist cop ever comes, no one ever bothers us, where we don't have to lock our doors, where not one of our children are ever spanked because we have a rule against any fighting, and the community made a decision that they were not going to use physical or corporal punishment. That means spanking. So we deny privileges, and we found it worked out well. As Dr. Lane said, I was shocked. I suddenly woke up after several days and realized I'd heard no one lift their voice to another, and we want to continue that way. I'd not seen one child scuffle or fight with another. He said it was like it being in heaven, and when he left, sadly, he wanted to stay on several days, but he had to go back to the Congress because he's in the investigation of the President of the United States, Kennedy's death. another racist attack occurs in New York City, has been greeted by apathy from city officials. White gangs continue attacks. The latest incident occurred August 14 when four young people working, no, September 14, when four young people working for a summer youth employment program and a black postal carrier who happened to be passing by were beaten and seriously injured, and some crippled for life by a gang of 20 white youths who proudly boasted of being Nazis. That means being for Hitler. Four of the victims were black, and four others were Hispanic, those who are Puerto Rican or come from Spanish background. Two were women, and they were savagely beaten. There has also been report of savage beatings by whites in Chicago, St. Louis, throughout the Deep South, Tupelo, Houston, down in Oklahoma City, up in Nevada, in Washington State, in California. There's no place you can hide to, no place you can run to. We need to keep this place and produce it and work hard to make it what it ought to be, because this is a place of sharing. And bring in any criticism you have, put in the suggestion box. We welcome any criticism. A person who criticizes you to your face is a friend. But no gossip, no gossip whatsoever. Put it in the suggestion box to me, and criticize yourself also. That's the theory of being a good humanist, good Christian socialist. Also put criticisms of others in the suggestion box, or give them to them so that they can see themselves a little better. Nobody sees themselves as well through their own eyes as someone sees us through theirs. Always remember that. Always remember that. I don't see anything else pressing in the news for the time being. I believe that I will call that a day, for I've been up for 2 days, and so I believe I'll call that the news for the day. The Shah of Iran is still having terrible troubles. In spite of the earthquake, the people are rallying against the government, and he has a shaky hold on that government. He's one of the richest oil billionaires in the world. He was put in power by our tax dollars, which causes me deep pain in my heart, because the CIA killed a popular Democrat leader in Iran to put him there in power. But it doesn't look good for him, because every city is resisting the Shah of Iran at this time. I love you very, very much. We're so glad to have with us our guests, the Parrs and the Duncans. May they have an enjoyable time, and may they be with us forever, because this is the only place to be free. Our Geiger counters have picked up no radiation at all. The only place in the world you could say that. There's a natural protection from it by the forestation, and they don't have to worry about food shortages that all U.S. is talking about, and the empty shelves that are already beginning to show in many U.S. supermarkets. You sure can't grow any Edo's yams and peanuts, some of our delicious pineapples, and all the delicious fruits, the oranges and the grapefruits, and then the other Edo's, which are a form of potatoes, and the cassava, another form of the potatoes. You can't grow that in the Fillmore, and you sure as hell can't grow it in Watts. Nothing will grow there except our children grow up to end up to be criminals. It has been reported now that 60-some percent of the black youth end up in jail by the time they're 19. And it's over 60% of Indian youth, and a high percentage of white youth. And the highest incidence of suicide in America today, white, black, and all, the highest cause of death amongst youth, from 16 to 34 is suicide. That's how empty and alienated the life is there. Much love to you. Work well. Produce well. We'll have a party tonight. But let us work while we can so we can liberate others. There's such a long list waiting to come. Thank you. And I do love you so much.
Okay. And no one, that is without exception, and no one better risk speaking about any other opportunities that have been offered to us to live. There had better be not one goddamn complaint from anyone about anything, and anyone who gossips or complains or goes near these guests, unless you're assigned to do so, you will be enjoying public service for a minimum of 2 weeks. I emphasize, anyone going near these guests, unless you've been assigned to do so, you will be enjoying a 2 week holiday on public services. I mean that seriously. The government has given us special permission to deal with agents, and we expect, and we've been told that there is a CIA agent in our ranks. So anyone seeing embracing or holding a hand too long will be suspect and will be dealt with very severely. We will not tolerate any waste. That means
attention, attention. All residents of Jonestown bear record of this message. Different people will be coming at different times that we'll be giving special attention to. It inconveniences you, it inconveniences me. I'm going to give up my portion of my living space when the Russians arrive and live in one of the bunk dwellings with others, because I don't mind it at all. In fact, I find it a joy. Some people are very considerate and won't talk when I do get a chance just to lay and relax. But we have some people coming that we want to try to win with the loads of love. Mary Black, and they'll assign her a certain place because she's the type of person that could do a great deal in massage. She could do a great deal with blood laboratory work if the woman is content and is treated right. And I think that Ava understands that. Ava's making an adjustment in her place from Mr. Parr to B, and she's willingly staying up in the attic, which is very, very thoughtful. And so no one complain about special attention or meals that are given. Within this group, with insurance policies, houses, and money they have, that represents a quarter of a million U.S. dollars. So it will be worth our while to put our foot out a little bit. Mrs. Stansfield will be in the East House. She's a woman I healed of cancer. And they are not that decided because they've heard all the rumors. So you must tell them the miracles over and over and over. And I will know if you tell them a complaint, because we have devices now that we can put on our lapel and pick up from different places as long as the device is placed in another area. So take my word, gossip will be caught. If you don't believe in divine mind, you will believe in microphones placed around that can be heard. We are tired of gossip, sick of it. We want everybody to be complimentary and happy. Talk of no one that has died. Talk of nothing but life. Say the only people, the only couple that did die didn't follow the teachings, and that's true, they did not. They were people who would not follow dietary procedures and so forth. But that we don't look down upon that. But say, look at this vast number of 1,300 people, and no one has died. The great miracle of it, and talk about the miracles of your health. Every one of them, every one of you, tell them of some miracle. I'm requiring every member of the community. Also, of course, Mrs. Garcia is coming, Mrs. Harris, she will be. Talk the same positive way to all. I don't know if there's anybody else on the plane or not, but I think that was the limit of it, as I recall. So now I want you to be very, very positive. Clean up everything, trim every weed, get that area posted and planted by the playground that I said was an eyesore. Clean out in that area where you have the trucks a little more. Try to level off there where the tractors come through. I'd like for them to initially have a very good impression. Tell them what it's proven that heat does to the body. Tell them medically what I've given you facts. That a strenuous life, which you don't have to work here if you don't, but a strenuous life leads to a long life, said the AMA and the British Medical Association. Tell them also that it's been proven that those that live in warm climates, that the body must have an average of 65 degrees temperature, which it often does not have in U.S. society, to really live and be healthy. And that the sun pulls out the toxics. And tell them all about the wonderful things, the herbs, the foods, and the marvelous things that happen that are healing. Tell how you've been healed of arthritis, and then 100 or so of you, your blood pressure's gone down. And so some of you don't have to eat any insulin. My God, eat what you want now. Talk very favorably, positively, and radiantly. Otherwise, we'll put you on public services as sure as I'm talking to you at this time. There's no excuse, because you are cutting away a possibility of $250,000 that would help us build up this great community. Plus, you are also endangering those people's lives because they need to be near this body. Thank you. Because this is the source of all life and the only place of protection on the planet. Just follow this body, whithersoever it goes, and it will lead you to protection. Thank you, and I love you. Please speak and span. Be presentable. The guests are on the way. There'll just be a few minutes in. There'll be a reception to meet the guest. Then others can just shake their hand or pat them on the back. No exchanges of any notes or no exchanges of any words. We have ways now of electronically detecting when you are trying to pass information. We have to be careful. And Dr. Lang is providing us with even much more sophisticated equipment through the Guyanese government. So we urge upon you to not be critical. You better not be gossipy. You better not speak a word against this place. Not ask about the United States and how it's doing. Just tell about the news you heard and how tragic that is in the United States. Because a lot of those people don't even read the newspaper. They never did, just like you. They don't read what's going on in USA. And you've got to tell them, and you've got to have the memory to do it. You can greet them in your languages and so forth. Just show different children speaking, have a group of children there to greet them and speak different languages. Then we'll have a service. We want, as I said, some of the gospel services that help lift us above our terrible journeys on occasion. And help to lift the heavy burden. Also help to bring healing to many. Ollie sings a beautiful song herself. I wonder if Ollie could not sing some religious song, it would be good for those people. It would be good for Ghana if you would teach Ollie, if Ollie could even sing tonight. I don't remember what she sang, but she's got a radiant voice. A radiant voice. So it could sing out and boom out. Good people need that. People started there. You started there. And the communists think it's fantastic that we, Russians think that's fantastic that we started there and brought people to where we have them now. So we'll have all kinds of fun, moms maybe, but then a little period, perhaps, you know, it's the first or the last, maybe the last, where it'll be some solemnity. Be sure that you cleaned up everything. Don't have any children wandering around looking unkept. I'm holding each supervisor responsible. I want everything cleaned up quickly as possible. No less, quickly as possible. Put plants around invisible sight where they can be seen. On porches, make the porches look attractive, so forth and so on. Get rid of water puddles that have stood in certain places in the library. Just push them out of the way with a broom. You can do that. All right, I would like to speak to Leona Carter right away in the radio room. Right away in the radio room, please. Leona Carter.
Hello?
Smirks or any kind of faces made because it is important. We know that socialism is our God. You've got your fist in the manner of which it proves it is, and I expect everyone to comply with that, and all security will see that that is done. Please pick up more things around the school area. People drop things and leave it up to the teachers to pick up little scraps of paper. It's very thoughtless. In the library region and the second school pavilion, and let us keep the dining area especially clean today. All week, we've got to keep it especially clean. It's got to be cleaned several times because it does not often look as clean as it should. Thank you. This is to be repeated again and again until just before our guests arrive. Much love.